Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better healthcare. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better healthcare. We're visiting with Dr. Michael Bauer today, the medical director at Northwestern Medicine's Lake Forest Hospital. Doctor, welcome back. How are you today?
I am doing just fine, John. Thanks for having me on. You know, I'm probably going to date myself, but I remember watching Bonanza. It was a great show.
I talked about one of my favorite episodes, and everybody was kind of scratching their heads. And some of my very first TV watching memories were Bonanza. That was a warm family show, wasn't it?
Lorne Greene, Dan Blocker, Little Joe, they were
Michael
great.
Michael Landon, yeah, right.
Yep.
Right. Yeah. Well, there you go.
And you can't forget the cook, Hop Sing.
Actually, you can. It's funny. there are some tropes that we just don't talk about anymore, and that might have been one of them. I don't know.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a question for you. So we were just talking about this earlier, and Melissa McCarthy has lost a lot of weight. Barbara Streisand on social media said, hey, are you taking Ozempic? Barbara Streisand's now being criticized because it seems to be inappropriate or inconsiderate to ask that question to somebody. But I think a lot of us have run into this where you see a celebrity or maybe an acquaintance that you haven't seen in 6 months. Suddenly they've lost a lot of weight and you would assume that it's Wegovy or Ozempic. And then the question is, you know, as a matter of protocol, is it okay to ask about that or ask them how did they lose the weight? Are you hearing conversations like that in the world, doctor?
Absolutely. We see it every day, both in the medical field as well as socially. When it comes to the medical field, it is 100% appropriate to be asking somebody in that context because you need to know what they're doing. Socially, that becomes a different matter. So you might want to say, let's go out for a bite to eat. And if you notice they don't eat very much, you can make the assumption that they're on the regimen.
I guess you will order what you want. They'll order what they want. And if it was somebody that you were seeing socially, you might well know. It might not be inappropriate. One of my listeners said, if someone I think has lost weight, I always say, hey, you look great. Somebody else said, all you say about weight loss is you're looking good. You don't ask them how they did it. I wonder if there's a stigma to losing weight via these drugs now. Are people passing judgment on that, or what are you hearing that way?
No, I think actually in some cases it's the opposite. The assumption is almost there now that for people that have really changed their body habitus and really dropped, I think the assumption is that they are on one of those medications. And what I've encountered are most are pretty free to talk about it, that you don't hear them say, oh, it's just, no, I'm on a diet and exercising more. The assumption's there. And I don't think there is a stigma attached to that anymore. People are kind of proud of the fact that they've been able to slim down, reduce, and get healthier.
Friend of mine who I saw for the first time recently has lost like 60, 70, 80 pounds. And this person said that they loved it. I mean, they were very, I commented on the weight loss and this person volunteered, yeah, I'm on the drug. And then they went on to say how much better their life is because they're not carrying that weight around. They were happy to talk about it.
Literally not carrying that weight around, both physically and mentally, because there is such a burden for people that have large BMIs and are overweight. You know, it wasn't all that long ago when we'd see the dramatic change. The assumption was there that somebody would have had some type of surgical intervention, gastric bypass, a gastric sleeve. And those were really not discussed, but it's so commonplace now that I don't think there is that stigma attached to it anymore.
Are you finding that bypass surgery is now no longer in vogue? Are a lot fewer of those operations happening?
There is a decrease. There still is a role and a place for them. But as the use of these medications become more and more widespread, I think we will continue to see that trend. One word of caution, though, we're still seeing if you stop those medications, there is a very high likelihood that you will start to drift back to your previous weight unless you make dramatic lifestyle changes. The surgical procedures are more of a permanent type of fix.
Yeah, that's interesting. Is there any reason for people to, just for the weight's sake, they're not diabetic, they don't have maybe other reasons to lose weight, but they just want to get the weight off. Is there any reason for people not to take these drugs right now?
That it all depends. Of course, they should have a discussion with their doctor or primary care person. It all depends what your risk factors are and where your BMI is at. I would caution all the listeners that say, oh boy, I need to drop 10 or 15 or 20 pounds. This is not the way to do that at all. This is for people that are obese and really need to lose that weight to get in better health, to lower their risk for high blood pressure, diabetes, heart attacks, et cetera.
Well, you have to get a prescription to get this drug, right? Either of them?
And unless you're getting it from Canada or other places, that is correct. And then the second issue is paying out of pocket for it. The other word of caution to anybody, make sure if you're using it, you're getting the real thing, because we have seen complications from people getting it from more illegitimate sources, compounding places, et cetera. So be very careful about what you're doing.
Well, if somebody had a frustrating 15 pounds they just couldn't shake, you would not write them a prescription for that, huh?
That is correct, because, again, once they stop that, there's a pretty high certainty that that 15 pounds will come back on.
This listener said, John, I'm on a weight loss drug. It's not a rapid weight loss, but a healthy one. I'm losing 2 pounds a week, combining the medication, exercise, and healthy eating. I feel great, and it got me past my postmenopausal weight loss stall. I don't mind talking about it at all. And on line two, JC had a question for the doctor. You're on WGN. JC, what can we do for you?
Hi, I've heard from my endocrinologist that drug, because he was asked me if I want to do it, and I said, I'm not so sure. And I said, what are the side effects? And he said that there's muscle loss. And once you lose that muscle, he said, you don't gain it back. Even if you're at the gym and doing weights, that it causes such muscle loss. And then as soon as you're off of it, you'll probably gain the weight back. And then a lot of your insurance companies don't cover it for quote-unquote weight loss.
Let's let the doctor comment on those points.
That you really are spot on with most of those comments, especially the second and third. Muscle loss can occur along with general weight loss, but that can help be combated by doing the gym and doing just some resistance band and lightweight training. You will reduce the amount of muscle loss that would occur.
Well, as we age, we stop building muscle in our 20s, right? And then in 40s, 50s, and on, you just lose a percent every year, don't you?
It's about trying to maintain rather than gain, but you are absolutely correct, John.
Imagine that, me, John Williams, correct on a medical issue. Okay. And by the way, that was exceptional. Doctor, we were talking about Wegovy and stuff like that a minute ago. I just wondered if the news I continue to hear sporadically, but there's more and more news about the bird flu out there and about how that is maybe going to other species and how it might affect not just the food and the prices, but maybe ultimately mammals and humans. What should I know, or how concerned should we be about that?
The first thing I want everybody to know in the take-home message is this is not a public health threat. We're not going to have to start wearing masks because of this, close things down. It does bear watching and observing, though, as it folds out. Bird flu or avian flu, was first detected in the late 1990s. We know that it can also infect, besides all different kind of birds, poultry, sea mammals, and recently there's been some herds of dairy cows that have been infected. Fortunately, the type that has affected them seems to be what's called the low pathogenic versus the more severe type. And these cows were discovered because they simply were producing less milk, and the milk had a little bit different color to it, if you will. So they were tested, and they were found to have this H5N1, or otherwise a version of influenza A, that affects birds. It's not surprising at all that they have now found through PCR testing, you know, parts of genetic material in the milk, but those are not infections that can occur to us right now. So it does bear watching. We know that these things can spread, but we are not at risk right now of our food or milk supply being contaminated and getting sick from it.
One last quick thing about that. I heard something about pasteurized milk. If you're drinking non-pasteurized milk, that might be different than pasteurized milk. Is that mean anything?
Yeah, yes, it does. Pasteurizing is the process whereby we kill off pretty much all the bacteria and viruses. It would be akin to eating raw chicken, where you can get sick from that. But if you cook your chicken from the poultry, you're not going to get sick. So take care. If you notice a dead bird, stay away from it. Don't be picking it up. Don't be touching it. But I don't want the public to feel that we are on the verge of peril right now from this.
Dr. Michael Bauer, Medical Director, Northwestern Medicine's Lake Forest Hospital. Hey, it's nice to visit with you, Dr. Bauer. It's always a pleasure. Thank you for your time today.
The pleasure's mine. Take care and stay safe.
It's the folks at Northwestern Medicine always sound like that.